It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Proves.
Hello, Fairbanks. You're listening to Fairbanks Foodies. It is the KFAR Radio Station in-house produced food and beverage show being recorded out here to the interior of Alaska. On this show, we look at food you can make, restaurants to try, recipes to look at, events to participate in, beverages you can have, anything about food that is fun and pleasurable, we look at it. Today, we are going to do a couple restaurant reviews. I have my very good friend, Nadine Winters. How you doing, Nadine?
I'm good, thanks.
And where did we have lunch today?
We had lunch today at a very pleasant surprise at Aurora Mediterranean on Cushman. For some of you that have been here forever, it's like where the old Kentucky Fried Chicken used to be and has many iterations of restaurants.
And Counts Restaurant, you know, back in the 60s.
Exactly. So we're dating ourselves. But it was a pleasant surprise and I would say excellent. And the other good thing about it was that had a very brief 45 minutes for lunch and there was no problem ordering, getting served, and eating in that time frame.
You know, it was pleasantly surprising because we went there to go to the chicken place.
Yes.
I mean, it's called the chicken restaurant or something chicken or chicken.
Yeah, chicken, the chicken place.
And we go there and the one day of the week they're not open is a Tuesday.
I know.
Now, Fairbanks, this is a recorded show, so we sort of look dumbfounded at each other.
Yes.
And we go, let's try the place next door. We've never been in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful surprise.
It was very pleasant. Enough so that it's always a good sign that not a sit-down menu place, but the menu's like posted behind the counter. And it was difficult to make a choice, which for me, that's always a good thing.
As I told the gentleman, this is my toughest decision of the day. I literally sat there for about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, you're ordering, you walk up.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, there was no line, but so we're just sitting there sort of like, what do I do? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
This all looks so good.
Many choices than they had. They had many choices. Of course, they had vegetarian options. They had hummus. And then, of course, me, I call myself a vegan because I like to eat meat.
I'm
a vegan.
No, yeah. You are no part of vegan. You've been craving beef the last couple months.
I know.
You know.
It's winter.
I was going to say you have a butcher shop in your garage, I bet.
Exactly. But anyway, it was lovely. It was very, very, I would say very good food. I had a bread sandwich on pita bread, and I can't pronounce it, but it was moussakan.
Yeah.
And it was this spiced beef. Super tender, kind of shredded meat, but tons of it. It's like not too many carbs to the protein because I like the protein part.
It's like they
part.
Put it in a sheet pan or
yes,
you know,
slow cooked it for sure.
Yeah, with their sauce.
Yes, and very nice spices. And then it came with a little cucumber salad and it's a new spice to me recently with sumac.
Yeah.
Which is a almost tart. It's almost like a lemony flavor, but it's mm-hmm. a red kind of a red powdery kind of thing when it's powdered.
Yeah.
It's red, but it tastes tart and citrusy, I would say. And that was sprinkled on top of it. So the combination of that spice on that meat and then the cool cucumber and sour cream and sumac was, I'd say, it was a 10.
You know, they had a lot of sandwiches, which was very surprising for me.
They did. They had that moussakan, which I had. They had a steak shawarma sandwich, and they, of course, steak and chicken shawarma, and they had what they called a kafka kebab, but basically hummus.
Yeah.
Just basically hummus, falafel is what it was.
And tomatoes, lettuce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was your vegetarian sandwich. You're vegan. You're vegan.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Your meat to your...
Yes. Meat, vegan. And
you're
so,
vegan.
Yeah, and they had spicy chicken tandoori. It was quite the variety, and it was actually very difficult to make a choice.
Yeah, I just wasn't expecting that when I walked in there. You know, you're thinking about Mediterranean, I'm Italian,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. this was not that way at all. This was more of a Greek, almost Turkish influence.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure where Sumac is. I think
the Moosaka, the other things they had.
Grape leaves, they had stuffed grape leaves. And the other really cool thing was is that you could take your chicken, say your chicken or your steak shawarma, and you could either get it in a sandwich, you know, in that pita bread, or you could get it as a rice bowl.
Yeah.
So, and that rice bowl, you got a rice bowl, didn't you?
I got the steak
shawarma.
Shawarma bowl.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it was that, it had such tender sirloin. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, I was giving you some. I shared.
He did. You did.
Barely. Mm-hmm. Boy, did I feel bad about giving you that much there. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. But it was good. You mm-hmm. liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a nice rice. It had vegetables in there. And what I liked about it was it was all segregated. It wasn't all mixed together. It allowed me to mix it as I wanted to mix it. It had some very nice white sauce on top mm-hmm. that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very fulfilling. It was very filling and fulfilling in both taste, texture. And so I really enjoyed it. And literally, Fairbanks, as I was talking to the owner, the guy there, who takes your order, and he's quite Mediterranean in looks, accent, and smile.
Mm-hmm.
I literally told him, this is a tough decision that I have to make because I only get to order one thing.
Yeah.
And how do I classify? Do I want an entree? Do I want a bowl? Do I want a sandwich? The appetizers all look good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ordered, and within 6 minutes, we had our food.
Yeah, yeah. Literally within 6 minutes, we had our food. It was very extremely pleasant experience.
It was, and it reminded me of one of my favorite Mexican food places, Taco King, in the way the fast service. This is not fast food per se,
right?
But it's fast service.
Exactly. We had that because limited time today, and so it's not like fast food like. You know, it's not junk food at all. Excellent food, but in fast setting. So,
it was a very pleasant surprise. There's three, if not four, restaurants in that one mm-hmm. one location. There's mm-hmm.
There's a sushi.
Yep.
And then the Aurora Mediterranean, and then the chicken place, which sounded kind of interesting, but it wasn't open today. It closed on Tuesdays. Not that it's closed. And then Nim's Thai Food is on the other end there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've eaten there as well.
So. You know, those are, except for me, except for the sushi,
mm-hmm.
I've had wonderful food at Nim's.
Yes.
Now I've had wonderful food at the Aurora Mediterranean,
mm-hmm.
so I still got to try the chicken place.
Yeah, just not on a Tuesday. And one thing I want to say about Aurora Mediterranean, when you ordered and they say, you asked if you could have white rice, and you looked a little crestfallen.
Saffron.
When they said, and he says, we don't have white rice. And Dave was like, oh my God, it's brown rice. But it was saffron rice.
Yeah. don't bring me brown rice.
I'm guessing you're not a brown rice.
I am not
a
vegan. No. Do not bring me brown rice. Bring me something of texture.
Yes. But so saffron rice was definitely a nice touch
and
as well.
And it was a very nice touch in my bowl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a very nice touch.
Yeah. It was definitely, it's nice to be pleasantly surprised, and definitely a repeat for me. It's close to my office, and of course there's takeout. You know, they do quite a bit of takeout, it looks like.
You know, it's interesting how the South Cushman Street has food cropping up. You know, mm-hmm. that location.
Further south, you have DW Grill.
Yeah.
My favorite fried pickles.
You also have the Last Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Fender's. Which is very good.
Yes.
So a couple other places in there, some coffee huts along the way. There's about three or four coffee houses.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of everything.
There is, actually. You have to think about it. There's quite a few ethnic food groups right on South Cushman.
Hmm. Right in that one building.
Really, we have Japanese, Thai, Mediterranean, and I guess chicken. American and chicken. chicken can be a lot of things.
We're America. It's all a blend. It works out well. It's very cosmopolitan of what we are.
Yes.
And, well, but no Italian. They're discriminating against my ilk there.
We have to go to College Road for that.
I know. Okay. Yeah. Yes, yeah. You do. Yes, yeah. We do. My goodness. But the service, you know, I really like going to Taco King because they have very, very good food there. And it reminded me of the service. You know, you give your order, and you're seeing them cook your food, and you go sit down. Within 5 minutes, They bring it out to you. And it's so nice. They bring it out to you.
Right. Yep.
And then at the Aurora Mediterranean, like at Taco King, you had a person there, can I take your plates away? Can I take your tray away? Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you need?
Yes, yes.
So they had a person working the room, providing service.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good service. And I just want to also say they it looks like they serve dinner as well, and a lot of the rice bowls are dinner sized, as it looks like, as well. I've not yet to go there, and look at this. This is what the next thing I'm going to go. They have grilled halloumi cheese. If you've not ever experienced that is cheese that's grilled. It's almost like a kind of a hard white cheese.
Yeah.
So it doesn't melt. It's kind of, you can grill it and get lovely grill marks, and it's just salty, excellent goodness.
Cheese that's salty, excellent goodness.
That's grilled.
When you grill it or fry it. When you put heat to it.
Yes.
I'm going to have to remember that.
Oh, yeah. Or even if you own a grill, you should always try halloumi cheese. I believe it's Greek.
I'm going to have to try that. Can I get it over Fred Meyer's, do you think?
You can. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You've done this before.
Oh, many times. Well, you can just throw some halloumi cheese on the grill and some vegetables, and it's a great little appetizer platter if people show up unexpectedly. Piece of cake.
Why? People go out to the valley and show up unexpectedly to your house all the time.
In Goldstream, we do that.
20-acre trail. You know, they show up. Nadine, I'm here. Feed me. Really? That happens to me in town. They say, you know, we smell your barbecue, David, and we're here, and we mean business.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, just when people drop by for a glass of wine, then you have to give them a snack. You know.
You do.
Well,
you're a better host than I am. Come on out to the deck. I'm going to cook cheese for you. Is that what you say?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I do.
I do. It could be worse, I guess, but I don't know how.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. We're going to hear from our great sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again, and you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember. With help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Things are coming back around, and it's time to celebrate. So do it with friends at Bobby's Downtown, with an amazing selection of Greek and Mediterranean cuisine, along with loads of your American favorites, plus one of the finest bars in all of Fairbanks. Bobby's Downtown, where everyone is family. Don't forget their amazing lunches during the work week, and check out their fantastic daily specials and amazing drinks. It's all at Bobby's Downtown, one of the best things about downtown Fairbanks. On 2nd Avenue, that's Bobby's Downtown. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's here with you on this Saturday morning and early evening. Now we have two showings with Nadine Winters. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, What else do you do out on that deck?
Well, I have a Traeger, so I have a Traeger.
Oh my God!
I have a Traeger.
You know, a babe with a Traeger?
Yes, I have lots of deck space, and in the summer, of course, I grow lots of vegetables.
Yeah.
And but it's a good, you know, people like to sit outside and have adult beverages, and or sparkly water, I guess.
You know, I believe everyone should use their deck in the summer as their family room. That's what
yes.
I do.
Yes,
that's what I do.
It's interesting. My house has quite some upper decks and lower decks, but the one that we ended up putting out close to the kitchen is the one that gets the most use because you want that access to that refrigerator and the refrigerator and the stove. And
my back door goes into the kitchen and right out onto the deck.
Yes,
and out there I have a grill, a smoker, table. Lawn chair, you know, just I can sit in the sun, eat at a table, grill things, smoke things.
Yes.
It's my command central of food in the summer, and it's west-facing, and I get lots of sun, and I got my backyard there.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, he's eating and drinking and being the sun. Of course, I put lots of flowers everywhere, and then I have a herb garden. So I just have a row of pots on my decks that are all the fresh herbs, so you can just go out there and pick whatever herb you want.
I have the same thing.
I like that.
I don't do veggies. I don't do tomatoes. I do herbs. Three types of different basil. The oregano, we're talking about the oregano today.
Yes.
You know...
You could get a couple kinds. You can do Mexican oregano and just
a little spicier.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's good, too.
Yeah, then I do the rosemary. I've got about five herbs, other styles, and I can knock that out.
I do tarragon.
I do tarragon.
I love tarragon.
Yeah. And do you plant your tarragon from seed, or do you go someplace to find it?
It just depends. Like if I shop at all greenhouses because
so do I.
It's for economic development.
Hello, my name's David, and I shop at all greenhouses in April and May.
Yes, it's economic development. And but if I can find good tarragon as a start, I'll buy it.
That's
but
what
I have a bin, and I keep tons of seeds in there.
So I can raid your garden for tarragon.
Yes, because I do Mexican tarragon and French tarragon.
I go French.
Yeah, but both of them are good.
I can try the Mexican, yeah.
Yeah, I think I
have... Probably a little bit more spicy, more earthen. Yeah.
Yep, and yeah, but...
How much fun can we have? However...
Yes.
There is a new restaurant in
town
opened up.
Let's hear about this.
The Greens Restaurant out at the golf course. Have you seen that or tried that yet?
I have not.
So, you know, a winter or so ago, the restaurant at the... golf course burnt down.
Oh, that's right.
So they rebuilt it. They spent last summer and going into it. And they opened it up just before Christmas, right in time for the snowpocalypse.
Oh.
And they stayed open.
Oh.
And they're open daily, and they open at 5, and they're open till 10 every day.
5 to 10. And it's called Greens?
The Greens Restaurant.
The Greens,
It's... something else. It, you know, anyway, a lot of fun. But the type of food that they have is not what you'd classify as golf, you know, food when you're done a grilled cheese sandwich, a burger, something
right.
like that. No, they have an upscale menu there.
Oh.
And it's a good one. And I've been there a few times.
Okay.
It's
educational.
And, you know, they have starters. They have five different starters. They have coconut shrimp, which is probably the best coconut shrimp I've ever had.
Oh, that's saying a lot.
They have really good. They have scallops, and they have garlic shrimp, bruschetta, and steak bites. And the steak bites, it's a big bowl of steak with your nice coating in there. And it is good. And they range from, you know, the bruschetta is $11 and it goes up to $27 for the scallops, you know, because it's a beautiful looking plate of scallops. I mean, it's almost like a work of art.
Oh.
Then you have salads, and you can have two types of salads. You can have the salad that goes with your dinner, or you can have a full salad. That's a full dinner. And they have, you know, your house salad and your Caesar salad. And you can get a half or a full, or the apple walnut salad. I've seen that. I've not had it, but it looked very delicious. That's $18. Then they have the blackened salmon salad and the steak salad. And those are both $25.
Ooh.
So you have the surf and turf salads.
Ooh, nice.
I know. It's fun. Then the main courses, you have on one side of the equation the non-beef, and the other side you have the beef. On the non-beef side, you have chicken Alfredo.
Oh.
And I've seen them make it. I've not had it yet, but it is... it's a work of art.
Oh, really?
And it's beautiful. And it comes out. Mm, and it's it's very visually dominating.
Hmm.
Then you have this steak pasta.
Oh.
If you like pasta, if you like steak pasta, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Then you'll have Alaska halibut. You have Alaska salmon. And then you have the chicken parmesan. Now, that chicken parmesan, I've had that.
Uh-huh.
It is so soft. So tender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tenderize the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And they coat it with the breadcrumbs.
Right.
And they put their spices in the breadcrumbs.
Good,
some oregano, a little basil.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't deep fry it. They bake it.
They grill that's
it
good.
And bake it, yeah.
Oh, so you can feel, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's really good. Then you have the beef side. Nadine on the grill.
Yeah.
They have a ribeye steak, and I've not had the ribeye, I've seen it, but they have a filet mignon, and I've had the filet mignon, and it's good. It's really, really good.
Mm.
Then you can also get their prime rib, or if you want a burger, they have a Wagyu bison burger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. They have a wine list, and basically they have 10 reds and 10 whites or sparkling wines.
Mm-hmm.
And any bottle of wine that they have, you can get a glass of it, except for two. You can't get the Camus or the Silver Oak Cabernet, the Camus Cabernet. Those you have to buy by the bottle. But every other bottle
you get by
of
the
wine,
glass.
You get by the glass.
Nice.
Good prices, too.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's the other surprising thing. Fairbanks... this is Saturday. Do you want a nice brunch that is served in a style of going and getting your own, like they used to have out at Pike's and at the Pump House?
Mm-hmm.
They have a brunch there.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, and I've been to the brunch, and they have prime rib, ham, deep fried chicken as your meats. Plus your bacon and your sausages. Then they'll have your different types of potatoes.
Sign me up.
Yeah. They'll have your different scrambled eggs.
Oh, nice.
They'll have biscuits and gravy. Mm. You know, they'll have salads. They'll have different vegetable plates. And it's all good, but you're stuffed.
Well, yeah.
And they're open from 12 to 5. And my from 12 anyway, they open up at 12. I don't know what time they close, but I think they probably serve from 12 to 3, 12 to 4. But my advice to you, get a reservation. I was there this last Sunday, packed.
Oh.
Packed. And what I hear when I'm there, it's good noise. Very good bar service, very good food service.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of it, the person who operates it and has leased the facility, is Eduardo, who also owns the Burger Zone. And every time I've been there, he's been there cooking.
Oh.
And he's got another great cook. And I was out there, and all of a sudden, I know his other cook is a great guy, and he asked me if I wanted catfish. And so, I don't eat fish. But I'm with a person, she goes, "I'll take a catfish," and what the heck? And he goes, and he starts talking about it. He goes, "Yes, I, you know, put this in real cornmeal. I don't, you know, and then I deep fry it and I flash fry it." And it came out, and she just loved it. Very moist and tender. And all of a sudden, with brunch, a full catfish without changing a price.
Wow. Wow, and it's hard actually to do catfish correctly, I think, because you can just dry it out.
I've never done it.
Yeah, it's actually harder than you think. Well, maybe just for me, because
I look like the type of person who would do catfish.
No, yeah, no, you do not. But it's like, how hard could it be? But I find it's easy to dry it out. Maybe it's just because I'm not from the South. I don't know.
So Fairbanks, that's my recommendation of a wonderful restaurant. It has great service, first of all, great service. A really open, bright bar. And I can just see the summer when the snow melts, they have a door out onto a very big deck.
Oh, nice.
And the deck is south and west facing, so you're going to get all the sunshine. And they're going to change around the menu because they're going to have golfers out there at 8 a.m. and wanting Bloody Marys. You know, and then grilled cheese sandwiches because they're cheap golfers. And they have to intermix with those people who, you know, want a good steak. And we're not going to like that, but like I care. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really, golfing and drinking.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to figure out that they go well. A lot of people do them very well together.
You know, I guess the question, you know, I don't play golf, but my question is, you know, do they have a beer cart? You know, what the heck? It's just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
anyway, but mm-hmm. it's a very nice restaurant.
Oh,
very well done.
Okay.
Very well done.
I'm looking forward to trying that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my mm-hmm. restaurant recommendation.
Yes, that in Aurora Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And so and sample all the fares on South Cushman. There's some really nice little gems there.
Yeah, you know, it's becoming a nice corridor
mm-hmm.
of good food.
Yes.
And, you know, isn't there a soul food restaurant down there, too?
I don't think it's still there.
Oh, okay.
Remember years ago it used to be Mom's?
Yeah.
Like, which is where DW Grill is now, but it used to be Mom's Soul Food, or Mom's, or I think it was Mom's, right on 27th there.
Yeah, it's a... You know, you have a couple Indian. Restaurants. Yeah,
there's an Indian one.
Which one?
There's an Indian restaurant right past the little block of.
That's right. It's in that building. It's mm-hmm. in that building. It's on about between 13th and 14th Avenue, right in there.
Yeah.
On the west side of the road.
Exactly. Yes, I've eaten there. It's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good show there, Nadine.
Mm-hmm.
So. Let's go back to your deck in the summer. We got mm-hmm. a few moments,
right.
a minute or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom, when she thought I was a little bit too full of myself,
uh-huh.
she'd say, "Go fry eyes."
Go fry eyes.
Now you go fry cheese.
Yes, fry cheese, exactly.
My mom would say, "Go fry eyes." Yeah.
Yeah. Go fry eyes. Yeah. No, fried cheese is it's just it's
what's
just
the name of the cheese again?
Halloumi. It's
and how do you spell it?
Halloumi.
What region or?
I think it's Greek. Okay. I think it is. It's almost like a feta, but it's not crumply like a feta. It's more of a.
Is it goat?
Mm-mm, it's not goat.
Okay.
And I think it's sheep.
Okay.
But it's stunningly good. And the other thing to do with it is grill it and then put it on a salad. It's super nice on a salad as well.
There you go, Fairbanks. That is our show for today, Nadine. Thank you. Always
you're welcome.
Fun dining with you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what we do, Fairbanks.
We eat.
Whoever chooses, the other person pays.
Yeah.
And we switch every week.
Yes.
I will see you next week. You have a great Saturday and Sunday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales.